Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, my people? This is your boy, Mr. Inquisitive. And today on Falcon Radio Active, we're going to be conversating about some scary stories. And today I'm here with my co-host,
JD the Slick.
Unpredictable.
Thank you, Slick.
Anonymous.
And Lyric. All right. So, anybody want to kick the show off with their special scary story?
Me and my friend, we were at a, there's like this barn thing behind our house. Me and my friend decided to go alone. And we were there, and like no one's like outside of the barn door. And so we heard metal scratching on the concrete and footsteps, and we booked it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Cool.
Who else has this one to share?
Oh, I have one.
Okay.
So this happened at home by myself. This is like late in the middle of the night. So I don't know if anybody else does this, but when it's like late at night, and then all of a sudden you wake up, all because you have to pee. So I go to the bathroom. May I remind you, nobody was up at this time. It was just me, myself, and I. And so I was. Don't correct me. So I went to the bathroom, and I turned on the light. I made sure that it was just the lights only. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the blower comes on. There are two different switches, the blower and there's this light. So then I'm questioning myself. I'm like, how did this blower get on? So I turn it off. After I go and do whatever I have to do, I literally lay back in bed, like literally just watching straight ahead of me, seeing whatever's in the car.
Wow. Mm-mm. Those dark stories, man. Woo-hoo.
I got one.
You got one, Jenny?
Share with her. One night, as she said, like, wake up in the middle of the night, got to go pee and all that stuff. I want to go turn on the light and the blower at the same time, use the bathroom and all that stuff, come out, turn off the light, and thing I know, I saw my own shadow on the wall. Then I look back, the lights was on again. I try to turn it off again, went into my room, closed the door. I looked under my room door, and I saw light. I looked over, the light switches showed I was off, but the lights was on, realizing that the wiring in my house is so messed up.
That's what it was.
Usually when you turn lights on, they leave shadows. You know that, right? When you turn lights on, they leave shadows.
Well, I found one.
Well, lights shouldn't turn themselves back on either.
Appreciate it.
Huh? I said lights shouldn't turn themselves back on either.
Well, yeah, you should if like a messed up break it.
But that was his point. He wasn't expecting that.
Oh, well then. Hey, you know, every year, I understand you're frightened. I saw my dog wagging his tail one time, and it was reflecting through the window. And it went all the lights were off, nothing was there. And then, you know how you got those motion things in your backyard? You walk, and then the light turn off?
Mm-hmm.
The light turned off. And I was thinking, why would this light have turned off? So I grabbed my gun. That's what I do.
What gun?
You got to
specify a BB gun. This is a youth show.
I tried my 12-gauge shotgun.
He does not have a real gun. He has a
gun. I may have a gun.
Okay.
So let's just
try it. Anyway, so I grabbed my gun and I'm walking out there. Even in the light turns off, flashes off.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty scared at this moment. Why would it turn off and then turn on and then turn off again? Then the dog starts wagging his tail. Light turns on.
Mm-hmm.
So my, you know, reconciliation at this moment, I shot the window. Hit the dog, and the dog goes, all right, all right.
You shot the dog.
You shot the dog.
Oh,
I pumped it like one time, okay? So the little dog didn't get hurt. Rest in peace.
Wow.
He just shot the dog.
Oh. You know, I was go to sleep and at 3 in the morning I hear.
Okay, so it needed to come home.
For real.
He did shot the dog.
I got one.
Okay.
And this is another bathroom story.
Oh, God.
This
is not long, right?
So I wake up 2 hours before it's time to go to school to go do my business. And so I go in there thinking, oh, nobody else is up. I look at my brother's bed. I'm like, oh, he's asleep. Then I go in the bathroom, I turn right, nobody in here. So I'm using the bathroom, and what does my brother do? This is all you hear. And I'm sitting here like, what? I'm like, whoa, you sleep. And then all you hear is his feet pattering up and down the hall. It's all open, so I'm finished. I walk in and I walk out. I'm like, nobody here. My brother's still in the bed. So what was that? Then all of a sudden, he comes zooming down the hallway. I said, how? You were in the bed? He said, no, that's not. I said, well, what is that? He said, I don't know. He done put another pillow on his pillow, and I'm thinking it's him. So at this point, I have my phone ready to call the popo.
The popo.
Uh-huh. I'm scared to death.
Of the popo?
I would. I went to sleep.
What's ready? You got a little problem.
Okay.
So I was at my friend's house, okay, and I had a really sharp pain in my leg. So we were like, we were looking for Day-Day.
There you
go. Anyway, so we were on our friend, he had brought her to the door, and like, we just see this little thing get down from her bedroom all the way from the bathroom.
Behind my house is a historic Civil War battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked up what that scream was. It was a battle cry called the Rebel Yell.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of places here in South Carolina that are haunted places. Yeah, and like churches and various things. There are places
A church member, passed away in the parking lot. He was getting there, he grabbed a Bible and he had a heart attack.
Wow.
Killed it instantly.
Wow.
And he fell and he hit his head, and then the next week we were walking in. We don't go through the door where he used to come in no more. So we're walking in and we sit down in our pew, and service is probably like 30 minutes in. And then we saw this shadow walk by. But we're looking, and it's just where this dude used to walk by. So we looked at the shadow, there's nothing there. And my grandma gets up and she walks out. She says, "You seen that shadow, Glenn?" I said, he said, "I ain't seen no shadow." You can't be using them government names.
Okay, so I have a story. I have a story.
Government name.
And so when a friend of mine passed away, I heard it last minute that he passed away, and so I went to the funeral. I have this thing. My kids do. A lot of my family does. You know, we kind of set things, you know, in the presence of being in the presence of things. And so I went home, and it's like I was in my room, and all of a sudden I sensed the presence of this person. So, yeah, that was a little scary. So I'm in my room by myself, and I'm like, dear God, I can't handle this. I know he's here. I can feel him. So I'm, like, walking around him. I'm, like, doing the whole sideways glancing, trying to walk around him. Then I get down on my hands and knees, like, remove this bit from this place because I can't do this. I can't deal with this right now. And he laughed, and I didn't, you know, experience anything else at that point, but I could feel it so strong. I have so many stories, y'all, but I'm letting y'all take the show tonight, like those nights in which I could actually hear things flying over my head.
So tonight, even though most of us are going to go home probably a bit, it's been really calm, really chill, but it's time to break out the bad boy story. Our stories are not, but it's time to break out the bad boys. Now, I don't know a lot of people, rest in peace, I don't know a lot of people who have heard of this one, but it's a story from history. So back in the day, 1959, you know, USSR wasn't Russia, it was the Soviet Union under a collapsing communist government. And they sent these 10 on a hike for a scientific thing or something in the Russian mountains. I can't remember what mountains it was. And can't remember what mountains it was, but they were doing it. And they disappeared. But they thought it was weeks. Months, and they thought they were just hiking. So they finally sent this thing up there, and they found bodies. The tent had been ripped open from the inside. Two bodies inside. No clothes, undergarments that they were sleeping in. Now, keep in mind, they had a little tent, probably as big as this desk, about a little bit wider, for 10 people. They only found 9 bodies because one of the hikers left early. The leg pain. They found 2 bodies in the tent, frozen. Hypothermia had set in, and then they found the other bodies 2 miles away from the camp as if they were running from something. The only female in the group had her lips and her eyes cut off of her face. The other males, one tried to make a fire, but hypothermia set in too quick. The other 2 were found at the bottom of a small ravine, completely frozen, no shoes, no shirt, no shoes, no socks. And so they started conspiratizing about what it could be. It's a bit of bad place to hunt, no animals, no wildlife, it's so cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then they thought it could have been military. A big one was it was the military that hunted these people down and killed them because they saw things that they shouldn't.
Wow. That's scary. That's scaring me, but that stuff kind of that happens.
So now I'm getting to sleep.
All right. Wait.
Oh,
okay. caller on the line. So we're going to bring this caller in. Caller 803-775, you are on the line.
Subby dude.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
These are the counselors.
How y'all doing?
This is Gilbert and Jordan. Gilbert is Jordan.
And it's Gilbert.
Hi, y'all.
Hey.
Hey,
hey, you're welcome. We enjoyed Mr. Scott's story.
Uh-huh. And my anger's gone.
I can tell. I'm happy. Yeah, so what's this thing about? This is about scary stuff?
Yeah, scary stuff.
Okay, well, we got a couple scary things, kind of disturbing things, actually. So the first one I'm going to talk about is when I was in Iraq in 2008. We flew down to a city called Buka in the southern part of the state, and that's where a huge detention center was, where all the Taliban and Al-Qaeda prisoners were staying at. It was huge. And so in the Islamic religion, as you guys probably know, there are two sects. There's the Sunni and the Shiite, and they don't like each other. So you have all these prisoners in there, and they're from different, you know, types of Islam, and they would torture each other. So when we toured the facility, you would see prisoners without any eyelids because they would dig them out of the ones that they didn't like, so that the prisoners could not ever get a moment's night rest. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Ooh,
yes, that's disturbing and scary.
Yeah, that really is. I got a visual.
It's not a good visual. Yeah, it's a little visual. So be grateful that you have eyelids.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Another thing they got from Iraq, because, you know, they got people pouring in from out of these places, refugees, soldiers coming home. There, one soldier said he saw a creature in the desert while he was on a special ops mission or something. And it started shooting at them. So, you know, they started shooting back. Nothing happened. They hit it. They were on target. They were hitting it. Just nothing happened. No screams, no anguish, no pain. So they decide that they're going to get their little squad together, a little platoon, and they're going to head out. Probably a squad because, you know, that a platoon would be in the desert. So they took this little squad of people, they took them out. And they went to go investigate. And they found three HMGs and two manned assault rifles, but no one to use them. They didn't see anybody. There was no one there. And then they said this large accompaniment of burning flesh started swarming in the air as if there were bodies being burned alive or cooked or something to hide.
Wow.
Thanks.
Hey, this is Ms. Jordan. Hey.
Hey, Jordan.
One night we were at home, my sister and I, and something must have happened in her sleep, and she thought that somebody had broken into our house. She was crawling around all underneath the kitchen table. We don't know how she got underneath the kitchen table because all of the chairs were pushed against the kitchen table perfect. My dad got up. He was thinking that somebody had broken in the house for real, and I was scared because we didn't know what was going on through her mind.
Whoa.
That is scary.
So she said somebody was after her?
Yeah, but there was no one in our house but us.
She must have had a bad dream. Lord, that's something.
Oh, that's yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's the night terror type thing. Yeah.
My dog had them real bad.
What the hell? Night terror?
Yeah, I was sleeping one night and I was like in the pit, pushing my legs long way to Tipperary. And then I wake up and I.
the dog
is sleeping and she's panting. So I picked her up, she's peeing all over her place. I don't know what her deal was.
She had a nightmare.
I woke up there the next morning, she's sitting on the couch and goes, what did I do to you?
That's wild. Thank you for sharing. sharing that with us, you guys. We really appreciate
that. Hey,
that.
Do we win any prizes or anything? Are we like the 10th caller
nope.
or something like that?
Nope. Okay, no,
no,
but on the count of three,
no.
I'm going to say thank you. So 1, 2, 3.
You're welcome. You guys have a great night.
Bye.
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 Oh, I have a story. Okay.
All right, this is not a true story, but so much is a funny story. Let's be honest, when it's, like, late, dark at night in the house, and, like, nobody's walking around, everybody's in their own separate rooms, I don't like being up, but, like, if I'm, like, up late at night, like, trying to finish some work or doing some stuff, then I have to be up. All right, so I was in the bathroom, like, just doing my hair, like, fixing my hair for the next morning. I was just fixing my hair. And whenever I hear, like, random footsteps, I always be thinking that something's in the house, or, like, really, it's just me, my brother, and my parents. So one night, it was just me. I was the only person that seen up. And I started to hear footsteps. And then so I had like a bunch of combs and stuff, like just laying all outside the counter. So first thing I got was combs. I don't even know why. And then so all of a sudden, I just hear these footsteps. You said they get closer. I peek around the corner and nothing's there. And then so I hear footsteps getting closer. It was my mom. So I'm like right here. I'm like, ah. And she's like, what you want to do?
I'm like, serious. I mean, why did you grab a comb?
It was one night. At the time I was living in Wedgefield in second grade at Crossville. It was my first time experiencing sleep paralysis. I fell asleep one night, woke up in my own dream, wondering, tied up in my bed, couldn't move. I saw my older brother run through the door because my bed is like in front of the door. He put on a paper bag with a smiley face on it. It was creepy. Next thing you know, he just like became giant, just stomp on me, and I woke up trying to take in deep breaths, trying to open my eyes, but I really couldn't because I had sleep paralysis. So I tried to move and all that stuff. Then wake up again. It was realizing it was just all a dream.
And you know what? Sleep paralysis is. Anybody ever heard about the head?
The head.
What is that? When you're extremely tired, sometimes your sleep patterns put you in a state where you're half awake and half asleep. So it's kind of like you're aware of stuff going on around you, but by the same token, you're still in a sleep world. So that's kind of what that is. And, yeah, when that dream part comes in and you can't tell what's real from fake, oh, yeah, that's really scary.
I've had 2 sleep paralysis. I don't even know how sleep paralysis is called. No, how is it called? But I just know when your body is asleep, but your mind is awake.
Right, you're extremely exhausted. Like maybe you haven't really slept for days and things like that.
I even
not rolling off
the couch while I try so hard to get up.
Right.
So
it happens when you have a lack of oxygen. Your body stays asleep because of the oxygen lack.
See, I don't think
they really know specifically what causes it.
They have to destroy all the work they know about the brain.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know if any of that's true anymore because there's a man in France. He's missing 90% of his brain, and he can function just as well as you can.
Mm-hmm. See, I think he's not missing the wrong.
He's missing all of it, like from the middle of it out. He's missing 90%. So the 10% he does have is the front that lines
from below.
I don't get sleep at all.
I
got
a medal.
A
name of
1,500.
All right.
A lot to his face.
I have
enough. All right, wait. Let's let him do it, and we'll come back over here.
So,
my name was.
Because.
So, once
once before, I was out doing what I usually do every night, walking the dog. And, yeah, I was walking my dog. I'm outside, so I'm walking. And there's sewer pipes all around, like, our neighborhood. So I'm walking. And all of a sudden, I look by the sewer, because I see my dog start barking at it. And somebody was in there trying to scare people around the neighborhood. So then my dog kind of bit him, stuck his arm out. And then he comes out and starts chasing us. How he got out, you got to ask him, because that's a tight fit. So then I'm running home. So I'm thinking, oh, we lost him. So I put the dog back in his room. And all of a sudden you heard, boom, boom, boom. So I look through the peephole, and this dude is at my door. Yelling, you let your dog bite me, now I'm going to bite you. Yeah. He was going to bite.
Were you living in the same area like you live now?
I live in Crosswell.
Yeah, me too.
Bad area.
It's horrible.
It's bad.
Yeah, especially at this front area of Crosswell. It's full of all you hear. Gunshots.
You be thinking it's just, oh, it's the 4th of July, it's fireworks. No, until you hear one right beside the bedroom window. He got shot in the back of his head there, my house, because the guy tried to steal his bike.
And he wouldn't let him
steal the bike, so he shot him in the back of his head while he was trying to ride away.
See, now, for some dog people out there who are afraid of people coming to beat them up, threats, there's two words that can protect you from that. It's called concealed carry.
What does that mean?
It's called
when you get held.
It's when you get a license. You're registered and certified by the law to have a gun with you at all times, whether it is showing or not.
Okay, so... And we're not gonna get on that topic.
They gonna threaten you.
We're not gonna get on that topic because that's not the topic we're talking about.
First and foremost,
that could be like something for another day, probably not on this show.
No,
but for another day.
I'm
gonna
tell you.
Okay. One last thing. Oh, well,
yeah.
But
okay. So this happens in my room almost every night. I get my little 3 minutes of sleep, and I sit there. My cat sleeps on the end of my bed, so jump up in the middle of sleep, hit, look around the room, and then hit again, like he's looking at a phone. And it's scary, she crouched down, and he goes, this, she loves his little keys and phones. He likes to jump up on his hind legs and look around like,
now, you know that cats are supposed to be guardians to
cats,
like,
are scary.
Like the spiritual world.
Cats are scary.
They are. In Egypt, they have this little, I don't know what the cats are them. Called. They're like those little, they look, they may be Persian. It's the ones that don't have any fur.
Oh, they're
okay, yeah. They're like at the gate.
In a Persian Egypt wood, they used cats as shields because it's against Egyptian religion.
Yeah, so they're supposed to be God.
Oh, and you know what I say? Shut up, cats and dogs. God made this beautiful, amazing little puppy for humans, and then Satan said, look at cats.
No, he did not. Cats are
okay.
Sweet. And they are my children. All
right, so anyway, hey, we got blessed. Let's throw some positive words out there for the world. Look
happy,
guys.
Progressivism.
Positivity.
Joy. Happiness.
What? You can't live your life for other people.
Live for yourself. My boy, Jeremiah. And I got you. Don't walk your dog at night.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect advice. Don't walk at night.
Especially when Landon is driving down the street.
Yeah, because I'm going to hit you with my Ford 150 hijack.
Oh, my Lord. Anyway. Thank you all for joining us today. We really appreciate it. We are about to be out. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful week. And we will see you next week at the same time, same place.
Yep.
Peace out, everybody.
Peace. Oh,
gun control is going to be our next one.
Yes, that was fun.